Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Now, Nicole Denton is CBM's head of fundraising. She is joining us on the phone. How are you, Nicole?
I am ecstatic. It's been such a wonderful day, such generosity.
What's it like where you are?
I'm working from home in Melbourne.
Home office?
Yeah, home office for a little while now, as you can imagine. But, everything's been great. I'm just overwhelmed by how generous Australians are. It's just quite incredible.
And now, the company itself, brilliant what you guys do. What drew you to work for CBM?
Yeah, look, I've worked in not-for-profit for quite some time now, but it was really their work with people with disabilities, because there's poverty, but then there's people living in poverty with a disability, which is just actually another level, which I've been witness to, and it really breaks your heart, and that's why I'm so passionate about the work of CBM.
We know that you've been to both Vietnam and Nepal as well. Is there a story from maybe each of them that really stands out to you, something that had a lasting impact on you?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, in Nepal, I was fortunate to witness a young mother have her sight restored, and to see her look into her child's face and see her baby properly for the very first time was really, really heartbreaking and so joyous all at the same time. She was crying, we were crying. It was, you know, all a bit of a hug fest. It was quite incredible. And then in Vietnam, we saw quite a few older patients in Vietnam, you know, in their 50s and 60s. And there was a gentleman there who had actually sent his wife and his child to their grandparents' house because he just couldn't look after them anymore because he couldn't work. So just to see him have his patches taken off and the spirit and, you know, that he could contribute again. And, you know, he was saying, I can get my wife and my daughter back now. And it was just absolutely heartbreaking.
And what impact does this have on them and their family once people are able to get their sight restored?
It's actually, it is a ripple effect because children can go on to then go to school and have an education that can lift them out of poverty. And as I just explained about that gentleman, you know, he can now go back to work and provide for his family, which contributes to the whole community.
What would you say to someone right now? They're thinking about donating. What would you just say to encourage them?
I would say do it. Look, the cost of a, an Uber Eats meal or being in lockdown or, just a coffee every day. You know, if you can just give up that one coffee, please do so, because this work is really transformative. These people are so thankful. They know that Australians are giving and they're always so thankful. So, yes, please give today if you can.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Nicole Denton is from CBM. She's head of fundraising there. And for just $33, you can give someone the miracle of sight-saving surgery. It's only a 12-minute surgery. It's over here in Australia, simple procedure for us. It's simple over there. The only thing stopping people in poverty getting it is exactly the cost.
$33. Head online, 98five.com, or you can call CBM on 131-226. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98five.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.